This is program number LW2102. Well, let me ask you, how are you doing? As a family, I mean. How are you doing? Hi, this is Larry West. You know what the world is like today? Jet-propelled, computer-driven, a world of instant everything? It seems there's little time for anything deep, enduring, you know, like a family, a happy family. Besides, a lot of us are saying, haven't you heard? The family has gone out of style. The divorce rate is up, birth rate down, part-time fathers, working mothers, unwed couples, everything's falling apart. But despite what they say, the family is still the bedrock of our society. Did you know that 47 million families in just the United States today are husband and wife families? There are more than 23 million children today under the age of 13. And besides that, 67% of all our children today live with their own two parents. 67%, who, by the way, have married only once. Now, that's good news, isn't it? And yet, strange as it may seem, there are more parents today than not who feel somehow disturbed about their own family life. Something's missing. And what they miss usually comes down to, well, it comes down to not having at least four things I want to share with you today. Number one, too many families miss touching each other. What I mean is, families that are successful are families that are not ashamed, well, to hug and kiss each other, say goodnight. It's the natural thing to do. But that's not the only way to touch. Touching is Dad's whistling softly in the basement workshop. It's notes left on the kitchen chalkboard. I'm next door, love, Tim. It's saying and showing how much you love each other. It's touching. Number two, families that really win are families that don't just love each other. They're families who like each other. They help each other out. It's big brother teaching little brother how to ride a bike. It's brother and sister standing up for each other. If one has a problem, they're both in it all the way. Now, sure, they may have disagreements, but, well, it's mom and dad, son and daughter, all liking, really, to be with each other, having fun as a family, going to good movies and going to picnics together. A real home is not a boarding house. It's a group of people who like each other. Number three, families that make it are families that are bound together in a common belief of highest values. In God they trust, and in God they confide. They find those quiet moments, you know, perhaps at bedtime, when they ask Daddy about the mystery of life. It's a family that knows the difference between right and wrong, and tempted to do wrong, they do what they know is right. And they do more than they're asked to do. Overall, never minding if anyone notices. In other words, they've learned to go the extra mile. That kind of family doesn't end the day feeling empty inside. They have the highest values. Then, fourth, the family that's successful, the family that's polished, is the family that sets family goals, and then they work together to achieve them. The family that's the happiest is the family, I'm convinced, that has God in the center of it. And each of the kids knows what's most important to mom and dad. Maybe I should say, they know who is most important to mom and dad. God. It's where mom and dad have given each of the children a real sense of direction. That kind of family doesn't picture a dad, you see, hearing the back door slam and then the swift footsteps of 10-year-old Billy down the back steps and off somewhere again, and then dad finds himself going to the window and watching Billy leave, wondering where he's going this time. And I'm not talking about just where Billy's feet may be taking him. When God is at the heart and core of that family, both the kids and mom and dad have direction. They know where they're going. I'm Larry West with World Radio, and I care. Speaking for Churches of Christ, we care. I've written a pamphlet entitled, Things Needed for a Polished Marriage. I think you'll like it. Things Needed for a Polished Marriage. Write me for it. It's free, in care of this address. Church of Christ, West Monroe, Louisiana, 71291.